In 1850, Giuseppe Garibaldi, the Italian freedom fighter, was driven from Rome. He sought refuge in New York City, where he moved to Staten Island and lived with inventor Antonio Meucci.
Actually, Meucci's story would have been lost in history except for the fact that he gave sanctuary to such a famous 19th century military hero. Garibaldi had all the glory, okay, all the romance, and Meucci was no one.
As curator of the Garibaldi Meucci Museum, Carol Quinby has come to know and love these two Italian patriots. Garibaldi lived here in Meucci's home for 4 years. Theirs was an unusual relationship, a friendship forged from necessity between two very different men.
You have to remember when Garibaldi came here, he had been wounded. He was walking with two walking sticks, one of which is here. Also, this is the shirt, or the remains of the shirt that Garibaldi wore while he was fighting in the defense of Rome.
At the time, Italy was divided into 8 separate city-states under foreign rule, and it was Garibaldi's dream to unify his homeland. But forced into exile following the defeat of his republican forces by the French, Garibaldi had to put his plans for Italy on hold. Instead, he helped Meucci make sausages and candles.
Garibaldi and Meucci and their group of friends would build a fire underneath. The cauldron itself would be filled with tallow, which is pig fat, and there was an armature, a wooden armature, around the cauldron, and they would dip candles.
But Meucci's real love was inventing. With the help of Garibaldi, he would conduct electrical experiments. In fact, he may have been the first person to invent the telephone.
This was 1849, and just as a point of reference, Alexander Graham Bell was 2 years old, a little boy in Edinburgh, Scotland, when Meucci discovered that sound traveled through a copper wire charged with electricity.
Although at the time Meucci did obtain a patent for his invention, he was too poor to renew it in 1874, and so it expired, just in time for Bell to arrive on the scene and claim the credit.
There was a trial, and of course, not being able to speak English was a great deterrent. And so the judge favored Alexander Graham Bell. And thereafter, of course, within a few days, Bell's stock zoomed up and Meucci was a broken man. He died quite bitter and penniless.
Meanwhile, Garibaldi had returned to Italy in triumph. In 1854, his volunteer army vanquished his enemies. Italy was unified, and Garibaldi won worldwide fame.
This is the hardest part of the story, is that the Garibaldi story is a legend, and yet this man who worked side by side with him, who should be recognized as the earliest inventor of the telephone, barely ever gets mentioned and hardly ever gets a line of recognition anywhere.
The Garibaldi Meucci Museum, which tells the story of these two lives and the house where they intersected, is open to the public 6 days a week. For WNYC, this is Jenny Atiyah.